Hi there, welcome to week number three, where we are literally into the thick of it. I'm recording this week's lesson outside, so you're probably going to hear the birds and maybe a dog barking here or there. But while we're in the thick of it, I thought the best place for us to be the best place for us to be would be outside. There you go. There's my words I'm looking for. You know, the thing is that oftentimes when people are doing meditations, especially when it comes to past life meditations, one of the things that they'll say is they find it very difficult to get to that place where they feel relaxed and comfortable enough to absolutely be able to let go, to relax, and just allow themselves to go on this journey. Well, I'll tell you why. Number one reason why that is because you are meditating in complete silence. You're probably often falling asleep during meditations, doing them laying down and being completely relaxed. Yes, you are meant to be relaxed during a meditation, but the best way for you to meditate and to practice meditating is by not being in complete silence, by doing meditations outside, doing them in the malls, doing them with outside noises around you, and training your body, your mind, your spirit to be able to let go of the noises that are in the background so that you can just focus on the meditation and being in the now. And if it's a guided meditation like our past life meditations are, that you're listening to my voice and that you're following along and going on that journey. So I encourage you to do the past life meditations outside, to do them with the dishwasher running, to maybe do them with the noise of the TV in another room. The biggest time that we can set ourselves up for failure is if we're waiting for everything to be perfect around us before we will attempt to do something. And that's just not realistic. And it's also not beneficial for ourselves to really be able to get on the journey and get to where our spirit, our divine spirit, our higher self wants to take us through that meditation. A lot of people think, well, I'm just going there in my mind. It's not really happening. Well, you're not your mind. I know that you think that a lot of people think I live in my brain. No, you don't. You don't live in your brain. You live in your soul. And so when you're doing a past life meditation, that's what you're doing. You're energetically transporting yourself through time. That's exactly what is happening. And so you're going into that lifetime, and it's real, and it's a real memory, and it's a real experience. Why is this lesson so important? Well, because this is where we start to talk about physical things that we have, whether that be weight gain, addictions, physical pain, unexplained health issues. Why and how can some of those things be connected to a past life that we brought forward? Well, the first thing I want to talk about is cellular trauma. So we know, because studies and scientists have proven to us, we know that when a mother is carrying a child, if she goes through extreme trauma or grief or stress, that will carry on and be passed on energetically to the little soul and the little infant growing inside of her. More than that, we know that trauma, whether that's physical abuse, sexual abuse, whether that's extreme grief or witnessing life-altering traumatic events, affects us on a cellular level. So we now know with children that there's something called trauma and detachment. And many children that have come with physical, mental, emotional issues up in their life, the trauma that they experience as children is what created that for them in their physical bodies. Because our cells are what? Made up of energy. Our emotions are energy. Our experiences are energy. So everything being interconnected. You know, I met a woman who, including myself, I know that many of you know that I suffer from something called weather migraines. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But I met another client who was also suffering with like debilitating migraines. And she came to me when I was first had come out of the closet as a medium. And at this time, I did not have migraines. I mean, once in a while, but nothing like what I have now. And so she came to me and she said, I think I'm allergic. This was her exact words. I think I'm allergic to Wi-Fi. I think that the energy of the Wi-Fi or the power lines, she said, I just realize the coalition, if you want to call it that, connected to Wi-Fi, to internet, to energy, that she was picking up on that. And at least a couple of times a month, she'd have to stay inside with the curtains down with tons of medication. And she just couldn't cope, couldn't function on those days. And her work was having a hard time with it. And her husband was having a hard time with it. Anyway, we talked about past lives. And we did a past life meditation in one of her reading sessions with me. It turns out that in that lifetime that we went to, she was a soldier. She was someone who was fighting in battle. And she had a major trauma head injury and had this blow that went straight to her brain in the exact same place where she now had the migraine pain. That's how she died in that lifetime. And so how did the soul bring that forward with, them? Because the energetic memory of that experience, because remember, you are not your personality. You are not, I mean, your personality is a part of your soul, but it's not all of you. And you are not your body. You are not your ego, for sure not. You are not necessarily your intellectual brain. You are a divine spirit and a soul. And so that soul had a very, very traumatic experience. And the soul held on to the energetic memory of that event. So when the child was placed into the womb, when she was placed into her mother's womb, so when the sperm and the egg meet, the soul is immediately placed into the body. So some people will say, well, does it happen when there's a heartbeat? I believe it happens instantaneously. So now the soul is there. And if you have such a traumatic event, like that experience in battle was for her, she had not cleared that memory. So it's kind of like this. When you're baking a cake, think about it. When you're baking a Duncan Hines cake from the store, you have less of a chance of screwing up because basically it says put 1.5 cups of water, put in this, put in that, tells you. Now, if you didn't read the instructions and you just started throwing things in, you probably have, you know, a shot at getting it right. But each time, if you never read the instructions, it would be a little bit different. Sometimes it might be more dry, other times it might be more moist. It would just depend on how you hit the ingredients right. If you were to make a cake from scratch, complete scratch, well, then you have all the deciding factors, the quality of the sugar, the quality of the flour, the brand of the flour, the field that the flour came from, the water, whether what was the pH, different things. And most times, if you're following the measurements and the directions accurately, you could probably make a very similar cake each time. But every once in a while, I'm sure that you've experienced, much like myself, this doesn't taste right. I've done something wrong. God, spirit, higher power is doing a lot more than making a cake when a human life is being formed inside of a mother. You have an entire process. You have a soul. You have an ego that has to be placed in there. A soul is placed in there. An ego is placed in there. All of the body, the forming, the energy, the miracle of life. If you don't think for a minute that every once in a while there isn't some kind of whoops, of course there is. We know that happens all the time. We know that there are children that are born without limbs. We know that there are children that are born with developmental delays. We know that there are people who say they feel stuck inside the wrong body. They feel like I was supposed to be a woman. We know that we have had people that have been born and have very clear memories of their past lives, who they were, what their names were, where they lived. Therefore, was the trauma from the battlefield meant to come into this lifetime? I don't believe so. But does it? Absolutely. And so therefore, it's our job to clear it. And you clear it, the first and the most important way, is by remembering it. So once it shows up and you know it's there, you can acknowledge it. And you can say, okay, I understand. Knowing why they experienced what you're experiencing gives your conscious mind an understanding of the situation, which allows you to have an emotional release. What happens when you have an emotional release? You have an energetic release. It gives you the permission to say, ah, I can let this go now. I can let it go now. And I know that some people think, oh, it's just energy. It's just energy. Energy is everything. Energy is everything. Energy trumps everything. What you think you see when you look at something that's tangible in front of you is something, but energy is everything. Everything. So going back and connecting with a past life that you go to, that you have memory of the trauma that happened to you physically, will always link you to what's going on with your health, which is exactly what we're going to be doing this week. I'm going to be taking you in the next lesson on a journey, and you're going to discover your relationship with food in a past life, any addictions that you might have had, any physical problems that you might have had in that past life that you're carried for you, and or any trauma physically that happened to you. We've gone back in, we've looked at things, how you felt, what you look like. We've experienced some different past lives already, but this one, we're going to be very focused on looking at the physical aspect of the past life, the one that holds a key to something that you might be going through. Now, you can go through and do these past lives over and over again, these meditations. Each time you're going to go to a different place and heal something else and heal something else. But what will you be healing this time? Remember to journal after, and to remember, when you have knowledge, you have power. I look forward to connecting with you very soon.